This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Robert Smith. You probably recognize this sound. It's shower water going down the drain. Now a growing number of folks are jerry-rigging systems to catch the slightly dirty runoff known as gray water and reuse it. Some states are trying to regulate it, but enforcement is patchy. Reporter Nancy Mullane spent a day in Berkeley, California, with one gray water fanatic.
It's a little overcast at Urban Ore, a store that sells recycled building materials down by the freeway in Berkeley's industrial section. Laura Allen's poking around the plumbing department.
We're going to go to the outdoor, the building section, and we're going to look for some food-grade barrels, 55-gallon drums or 35-gallon, that can be used as a surge tank, a place to catch all the gray water quickly before you distribute it out to your garden.
4 years ago, Allen jerry-rigged an extensive and unpermitted gray water system in her nearby home. There are ready-made permitted systems that can cost thousands of dollars, but she wanted to build one of her own for just hundreds. That system now requires constant attention, maintenance, and upgrade. Allen grew up in a small Northern California town where water from a natural spring was cheap. So when she moved to Berkeley, she was shocked at the cost of municipal water and sewer service. To cut costs, she began a gray water lifestyle, using the water from the bathroom sink to flush the toilet. One thing led to another. Now her entire house is plumbed, so all of her gray water is used to irrigate her lush green gardens.
This is the kitchen, and here's a kitchen sink, and we have a little sign above it because we have, you know, friends come over just to remind people that this water goes outside, about, you know, just using the soaps that we have in here and trying to keep a lot of food out of the drain.
After passing through the fine mesh strainer, water from the kitchen sink flows down the drain and into a black pipe that goes through a hole cut in the side of the house. Outside the house, the pipe takes the kitchen sink gray water to a grease trap. The gray water then flows into a white tub sitting on top of a wooden frame. The tub is filled with gravel. Tall grasses grow out of the top.
Then it flows through the wetland.
It's there in the rigged wetland that microbial organisms eat up the organic matter in the gray water. When the water has filtered up through the gravel bed to the top of the wetland, another pipe takes the now filtered gray water out of the tub's overflow hole to the garden along the fence.
So this raspberry bed gets watered with a kitchen sink. It's irrigated through the underground perforated pipe.
All around Allen's house, inside and out, a tangle of pipes take gray water from the washer, sinks, showers, and tubs to fruit trees and vegetable beds. But are people like Allen breaking some kind of law with their gray water good intentions? States that are tracking gray water use aren't doing much, if anything, to regulate it. California, the first state to establish official guidelines for gray water use, isn't doing very much to enforce their code. And that has people like Amy Vickers of the American Water Works Association, which represents water utilities nationwide, concerned.
There can be a lot of germs in there. And I guess one of my concerns is that code officials have not looked at these issues more closely.
Those in the state health departments who are watching to see if any red flags go up say there haven't been any reports of illness or infection associated with gray water use. Anyway, if the California Gray Water Code is enforced, it's up to the local municipalities to do it.
It's not something we're enforcing.
Tom Bates is mayor of Berkeley.
As long as it's only used on your own property for your own plants and your own vegetation, what difference does it make, really?
For people who want to construct their own gray water system, Allen has written a book, Damnation, Dispatches from the Water Underground, to show you how. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Mullane.